This is Bob Jones. And when I was around 9 years old, in August, I was walking down a dirt road in Arkansas. I saw a white horse come out of heaven. It didn't have wings, but it was a white horse that was floating in the air. And there was a great warrior on this white horse. And as it drew closer, I knew that it was Gabriel the Archangel. His horse come to a stop in front of me, probably 100 feet. And he put a silver trumpet to his lips and blew it in my face, which paralyzed me. That silver trumpet is in Numbers 10:1. He had an old skin of a bull that was sort of wrapped in a square, and he just threw it off his horse saddle, and it laid in the ground right there in front of me. And as I looked, he vanished. That terrified me. I ran home and hid, because I thought that when Gabriel come and blew his horn, we was all going to be burned up. That's what I heard him saying in the Baptist church, and it terrified me. Well, finally I saw that I was going to live after about 3 days, and nothing else happened to me until I was 13. I was going by a cane field in Carton Bottom, Arkansas. We were down there picking cotton. One Sunday afternoon in the late September, which I believe was around the Feast of Tabernacles, as I walked along the road, I heard my full name called, Bobby Joe Jones. I knew that that was God the Father. I didn't have any other experiences until we had moved to Kansas City and the Second World War was on. One night, a man came, and I knew he was Jesus. And he said, come and I want to show you some things. And so he took me to the throne room of God. And he showed me some things up there that was beyond anything that I could even imagine. And he said, here's where you're called to be. And I couldn't understand it at all, because everything up there didn't make sense to me. They were three thrones there, and there was power there that was beyond anything that I could imagine. Every time a voice would speak off them thrones, there would be a black rolling cloud come out there, and lightning would flash, and the lightning would flash there, but it's all different colors. And so I was just paralyzed. Then he began to show me the beings, the great kings there. Every generation's had its kings. Every generation has been on the face of the earth have had people that the Lord anointed as kings to reign over the earth. These were men that may not have been well known, but God gave them a crown, and they put it over their soul, their mind. And they ministered out of that crown, and they ministered in purity. And they're seated with Him now there in that throne room. Finally, I could talk, and I asked this man, which I knew to be the Lord, will you take me back? I don't want to see any more of this. So he took me back. The next day, when I went to school, that which had been so hard for me to know the answers, they come immediately. My grades went from medium to excellent. I would know things, things in the heavens and things I didn't want to know. I could begin to read books. I could read a book in a night. I could read history books. It remained. I knew I was called of God. But that calling scared me so bad that I did everything I could to run from it and hide from it. For it was so frightening and so contrary to my reasoning that I thought that if I did serve the Lord, it would be insanity. I tried to find the answer in everything there was but God. I finally come to the conclusion there is no answer in all the earth but God. This is my childhood callings.